Title: The NLRB Implements Its Fair Choice, Employee Voice Final Rule, effective September 30, 2024. Content: On July 26, 2024, the National Labor Relations Board, BLRB, issued its Fair Choice Employee Voice Final Rule, which rescinds a trio of April 2020 amendments to the BLRB's rules and regulations. 1. Affecting the BLRB's processing of petitions that ultimately make it easier for unions to maintain recognition and stifles employee choice in whether to be represented by a union. With the final rule, the BLRB once again revives many pre-2020 BLRB policies. The final rule touches on three areas of the BLRB's processing of petitions for elections. 1. Revival of the blocking charge to delay elections. The final rule permits regional directors to delay representation and decertification elections upon a filing and resolution of an unfair labor practice charge, ULP, upon request by the party who filed the ULP. 2. Return to an immediate voluntary recognition bar. The final rule removes the 45-day window so employees will no longer be able to request an election to challenge an employer's recent voluntary recognition of a union. And 3. Relationships in the construction industry. The final rule makes it easier for construction industry unions to become the exclusive bargaining representative for construction employees based only on contractual language. According to the BLRB, the final rule better protects employees' statutory right to freely choose whether to be represented by a labor organization, promote industrial peace, and encourage the practice and procedure of collective bargaining. Board member Marvin Kaplan dissented from the measure. The final rule takes effect September 30, 2024, and applies only to petitions filed after that date. The blocking charge to delay elections under the final rule, the BLRB has revived its pre-2020 blocking charge policy, which allows regional directors to delay an election, including a decertification election, when ULP charges are pending for alleged conduct that interferes with employee free choice in an election or that is inherently inconsistent with the election petition itself. The rescinded April 2020 amendment provided for a vote and impound regulation, in which an election would be held regardless of a pending blocking charge, and the votes would be impounded until the merits of the ULP charge were determined so that only a certification of results were delayed. The revival of the BLRB's blocking charge policy allows regional directors to once again delay an election when a party files a ULP and requests a block to the election, provided that the request is supported by an adequate offer of proof, witnesses are promptly made available, and no other exception applies. Delaying or blocking the election benefits unions, who are able to file meritless charges in order to block an election, and allows them to continue their organizing campaigns during the delay. During this pause, which could take up to a year to adjudicate the merits of the ULP charge, employers must continue to refrain from making changes to the terms and conditions of its employees' employment, including wage increases or performance-based bonus payouts, for fear of drawing additional ULP charges. Immediate voluntary recognition bar. The final rule also eliminates the 45-day window that allowed employees who may not have supported union recognition to challenge an employer's voluntary recognition of a union that claimed majority support. Under the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA, an employer may voluntarily recognize a union based on the union's claim of majority support among its employees without an election. Additionally, under CEMEX, the duty to request a secret ballot election now falls to an employer who must timely challenge these demands of voluntary recognition or risk a bargaining order. Following voluntary recognition, the union becomes the exclusive representative of the employees, and the employer has a duty to bargain with the union. Over the years, the BLRB has shifted its position on how long employees must wait before they are allowed to challenge the status of a voluntarily recognized union. In 1966, in a Keller Plastics 157 NLRB 583, the BLRB held that an employer's lawful voluntary recognition of a union immediately barred the employer and its employees from challenging the union's representative status for a reasonable period of time.